Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform, Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to on your Glow Girl walk. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Guide Me Glow podcast. Today I'm going to be talking all about how to stop comparison and getting in your own way. I wanted to do an episode on this because I just feel like so many of us kind of deal with comparison, and I think sometimes it kind of stops us from living to our fullest potential. And I wanted to talk about some of my kind of tips and tricks of what's helped me stop comparing with others and just kind of do what I feel is authentic to me. Because like everyone, I've definitely been through phases and sometimes still do find myself comparing myself to others. The more that I kind of mature and realize that there's literally no point in comparing yourself to others, the more I kind of just, you know, if I see someone with something I like or I aspire, I just see it as motivation and inspiration, because at the end of the day, nothing good comes out of comparing. Like, it just because you're comparing yourself to someone else, it doesn't magically give you what they have. So I wanted to talk about that in this episode. But before I get into the bulk of the episode, I wanted to give you guys a little life update as per. So sorry that it's been a little late with this podcast. Last week, I wasn't in like the best mindset, so I didn't really want to record a podcast when I felt like not in a good mindset, because I didn't want to like bring that energy onto the podcast. But then I thought, you know, if I keep focusing on that, then I'm going to bring more of that. So I just need to start doing the things that bring me joy. And I don't know why I was like procrastinating making a podcast, because I love doing it so much and I just love having these chats with you. And I love it when you guys like message me and say how much you can relate and you're loving the podcast. So it really does bring me a lot of joy. But I think sometimes we do procrastinate on things that do bring us joy because it's almost like self-sabotage almost. So yeah, I think this episode is very fitting. And yeah, the past week I've just been doing a lot of like reflection and thinking and, you know, writing down why do I feel out of alignment. Doing the inner work, like, it's never a linear process. You always have to do it, and you know, you go through some periods of times where you don't have to do it as much, but then sometimes you feel, you know, a bit out of alignment, and then you realize that you have to do it again. Like, it's never, you know, we're always growing, we're always evolving. So sometimes we might think that we've sold something within ourselves, and then, you know, it'll come up again. We're like, okay, you know, I still need to do, you know, this inner work to really kind of heal myself, I guess. I feel like this year is just going very quickly, which is pretty crazy. I don't know if you guys know, but I live in Sydney and I've been here for 2.5 years, coming up to 3 years, and I'm on a student visa at the moment, and my visa ends in October. To be honest, I'm not sure if I'm really going to stay in Sydney. I definitely feel like I need a break from Sydney, and I want to travel around a little bit more, not necessarily go back to England because that's where I'm from. Obviously, I want to go back and visit my family, but I don't see myself moving back there ever at the minute. But I know I'm definitely going to go to Bali in October for a couple of few months, or so we'll just see how it goes. The plans are very loose at the moment. I'm not putting a timeline or anything, but obviously, once my visa ends here, I'm gonna have to leave Australia. But that doesn't mean that I'm gonna leave Australia for good. You know, I might come back next year, but I just kind of feel like I want a break from Sydney. I feel like I'm someone who likes to change things up every now and then, and I don't like to feel stagnant. And at the minute, I feel like a little bit stagnant. And I know that, you know, just moving to a new place is not always gonna solve that, because nothing's ever new forever. But I think it definitely does help when I am in a place that I feel like so much more aligned with. I think my younger self loved Australia and the idea of Australia, but now I'm maturing. I think I'm kind of figuring out of, you know, the things that I really do value and the type of lifestyle I do want to have. Australia's amazing, don't get me wrong. I definitely would like to travel more of Australia too. But I just think Bali would be amazing. I want to move to LA next year at some point to try that out. I feel like there's so many more like-minded people. And yeah, so I feel like there's a lot of things going on in my mind at the moment. Things have been busy with work, and I really just want to focus also more on growing Guide Me Glow and providing more value to you guys, and coming out with, you know, another ebook and with a platform, a subscription platform, which I think would be so amazing. I would love to do that kind of full time, and I'm hoping to do that, you know, as I go into Bali as well, because you can just do that. Like, that's just the kind of lifestyle there. But you know, I'm not gonna let that stop me from doing it now, obviously. But also, what's something that's come up is looking within myself and not kind of seeking validation from external sources, whether that be people or just like other things that don't come within myself. I think it's really important to kind of just sometimes just ignore what everyone else is doing and just kind of focus on, you know, your own lane, because at the end of the day, that's what makes you the happiest. And today, for example, I woke up and I wasn't feeling the best. Like, I had a really bad headache, kind of started last night, and I woke up with a really bad headache, and then I went on a walk to try and get some fresh air, but it didn't really help, to be honest. I felt really like tired, so I came back and made some breakfast and just kind of chilled. And I was looking on social media because, you know, everyone's out because it's a public holiday, and I was like, oh, like, I did have plans, and I was like, should I go, should I like not? And then, you know, when you get in that state where you're kind of like looking on social media, I don't know, to see what everyone else is doing, when you could just literally shut that off and just enjoy the time to yourself, and you feel so much better when you do that and not like comparing yourself like what other people are doing, because obviously we know that social media is literally like a snapshot of someone's highlight reel. So why would we compare our literally everyday mundane lives to someone else's highlight reel? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. I felt like I kind of mulled around this morning, and then I was like, I'm just gonna do what makes me feel good and productive, because I know that even if I don't want to do it in the moment, it's gonna make me feel so much better. And already I'm like, you know what, 5-6 minutes into this podcast, and I already feel so much better because I'm doing what's been on my mind all week. Like, I know that on my to-do list it was like record a podcast, and I just didn't find the time for it. But, you know, I thought, I have the time now, and I'm just gonna do it, because yeah, it's gonna make me feel so much better. And then my friend's gonna come around later, and we're gonna bake Anzac cookies and have a really nice late afternoon. So yeah, I'm just gonna stop comparing myself to what others are doing and stop questioning whether, you know, what I'm doing right now is what I wanna do, and just go with my gut instinct. So yeah, I don't know if you guys have gone through that too, but it definitely is something that helps me. Like, if I don't go out on a Friday or Saturday night and my friends are, I find looking on social media just doesn't make me feel good, and it almost just wastes that whole night to myself. But if I just focused on doing all the things that I want to do and not kind of pay attention to anyone else, like, I feel so much better because I actually really enjoy my own company. So yeah. So I'm gonna get into the podcast topic now, and we always start the podcast topic with an affirmation of the day. And today's affirmation of the day is, everything is happening in my own divine timing, and my uniqueness is irreplaceable. This is the affirmation of the day because I truly do believe that everything that is happening in our own timing. Like, if something was meant to happen for us, it would have. Even if we don't see it right now, I do think that we have to go through, you know, some obstacles or just like lessons that help us find what we really like. And it's so easy to compare ourselves to other people's timelines and feel discouraged because of that, because you're like, why hasn't that happened for me yet? Like, it's impossible, blah, blah, blah. But the more we think that way, the more we're going to attract that. So it's all about switching the mindset and being like, you know what? I'm really happy for that person that has that, and I'm going to take that as inspiration and, you know, see that as what's possible for me, and just kind of focus on what is going to take me closer to my goals, rather than kind of, you know, acting in disbelief or kind of acting in the victim mentality and kind of just thinking, you know, there's no hope. I think owning that everything is happening in your own time, it happens in perfect time. Also knowing your uniqueness is irreplaceable. We are all so unique, and the fact that we're even born on this earth is so rare. Like, if you think about how rare it is to actually be born, we have to actually appreciate that and be grateful that we are on this earth. So why spend your whole life and your energy wishing that you were someone else or doing something else, when you could really just take back your power and just be like, you know what, I'm so happy I am the way that I am, because no one can ever do what I do the way that I do. That's a lot of do's there. And yeah, like owning your uniqueness, because that is just so special. And there's only one of you on this whole entire earth. So I think you should just own that instead of wishing, you know, you were more like someone else or someone else in general. So yeah, you are very special and you should appreciate your own uniqueness. There's loads of different forms of comparison. I think the most common ones are probably our success, our career, our physical appearance, just in general, like thinking we're not doing enough. We compare with our friends and family, even strangers that we see online. Some might even compare themselves to celebrities. Like, there's so many different forms of comparison. And I truly believe that comparison is only putting out a vibration to the universe that we don't have enough. So if we keep comparing ourselves to others, that's just giving the energy that we don't have enough, and it's like a lack mentality, and we're going to keep repelling that thing from being ours. In general, comparison is just a low vibration thought, and it's so normal to compare, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, I'm not saying I never compare, like it's really easy to do, and sometimes I do catch myself doing it. Most of the time I'll find myself comparing when like I'm on social media and I'm just like scrolling and stuff, and then when I do find myself in that headspace, it honestly makes me feel so like bad. So then I just like stop going on social, like I just get off my phone and I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm going to do something for me. I'm going to literally focus on myself. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to journal. I'm going to go for a walk, like listen to a podcast. I don't want to compare myself to other people, because there are so many people on this earth. It's honestly draining if you compare yourself to everyone. And also everyone is so different. Like, you don't compare other amazing, like beautiful people to another beautiful person, or really successful person to another successful person. Like, you don't do that. So why are you comparing yourself to them? You know what I mean? Like, everyone is so unique in their own way, and everyone's success is so unique to them. So how you will feel like your best self and how you will gain your success is going to be so individual to yourself. Like, don't try and copy someone. Don't try and imitate someone else's uniqueness. You just have to act in your own authentic way. Yeah, we're all so individual, and that is truly what is so special. And I do think, especially in the most recent years, we do live in a society where we all want to be the same and fit in. And again, that's so normal. Like, we're humans and we want to fit in and we want to feel included and stuff. But sometimes I feel like we might have that mindset to like too much on one scale, because now, you know, you see people and people are all starting to look the same, dress the same, do the same things. And not saying that's a bad thing, like I definitely have, you know, I take inspo from other people in the way that I dress and stuff, but you know, trends aren't a bad thing. Trends are trends for a reason, I guess. But I think sometimes we do have to remember like our own individuality is so important. So every time I see a trend or I see something that's cool that I like, I try and put my own individual spin on it, because I personally have never liked to be the same as everyone else. Like, it's been a thing for me since I was a child. Like, I always liked to be individual and do my own thing. But yeah, I think it's really important to put your individual spin on things, because it just makes it more interesting. You know, when people meet you, they want something different. Like, it's interesting. You want to be rememberable, and you're not going to be rememberable if you're the same as everyone else. Yeah, especially if you force that too. So yeah, remembering that individuality is so special, so we shouldn't try and be the same as someone else because of what society says is successful or beautiful or the right thing to do. I think we should always just be proud of who we are, what we look like, what we do. I also think that when it comes to comparison, don't always see it as a bad thing. What you can imagine and what you desire and want, it means that it's 100% capable for you and achievable for you. Because if you think about it, like, there's so many opportunities and things in the world that are available to us, but we don't want it all. Like, we're very specific about the things that we want for our lives. So if you can like imagine yourself doing that thing or being that thing or whatever, that is 100% achievable for you. Just need to take actions that allow you to do so. That involves not self-sabotaging by thinking that there are others who can do it better. Because at the end of the day, you know, there's so many people that do the same thing. If you think about like the amount of singers or actors there are in the world, it would be so disheartening if you were like, if you really wanted to be a singer or an actor and be like, oh, but there's just so many singers and actors in the world, like there's no point, like why even try, because there's so many. But if you think about it, there's always new, you know, singers and actors popping up that are becoming so popular. So what, there's always enough space for everyone. I think that's something to always remember. There's always enough to go around, you know, embody this abundance mindset. And also, no one can do it how you do it. If you think about it, someone can paint a picture and it can be amazing, and then you can paint a picture and it's also amazing, but no one can paint the picture how you painted it, because it's your skill set, you know what I mean? Like, you're so individual, the way that you do things, your attention to detail, like it's so different to how someone else is going to do that. So that should be really celebrated, and it should be, I don't know, I think that's really special and unique. So anything that you do is actually a good thing that no one can do it like you, because that's what makes you so much more individual and special. And yeah, don't let your self-sabotaging thoughts stop you from going after what you want to do, because at the end of the day, the only time you fail is when you don't try at all. So even if you tried and then you didn't do that well, try again. Like, it's going to be a lesson for the next time. It's, you don't just try once and then give up because, you know, you're scared you're going to fail again. It's like when you learn to walk, like in the most simplest terms. Babies, they try and walk and they can't at first, but they keep trying and they don't just give up and be like, well, I guess I'm not walking. Do you know what I mean? Like, they keep trying and then eventually, yes, they do learn to walk. So it's the same with, as we get older and we try a new skill set, I think it's definitely more daunting as we get older, because we're like, there's so many people who are like professional and all this kind of stuff. But yeah, they still started at a time when they didn't know anything. So, you know, there's always going to be a start, and it's about enjoying the journey and the process. And that evidently is what leads you to become the type of person who you really want to be. If you just achieved everything that you wanted tomorrow, you probably wouldn't be able to maintain that, because you didn't become the person that is that person. And yeah, it just, you probably wouldn't feel very accomplished because it was just like handed to you. So I'm going to go into the segment of the episode where I'm going to say how you can stop comparing, because I know you guys, and you want, like, you know, step-by-step actionable tips, and that's what I'm here for, and that's also how I learn. So I'm going to give you the tea. Okay, so how to stop comparing. Tune in with yourself. And I know you've probably heard this a million times. You're like, Shannon, I know I should listen to myself, tune to yourself. But like, no, honestly, you need to tune in with yourself and really do the inner work. And this can be doing journaling, which I find like is probably my number one technique. Meditation. Those are probably like the two main things. Or, you know, going to a therapist, seeing some sort of mentor, health coach, whatever. But just doing the inner work will really help you kind of become aware of your self-critical thoughts. When you journal, or when you want to ask yourself these questions, you can even just say them, talk to yourself, like, honestly, you need to ask yourself, why do I not feel good enough, or that I need to do more? Or like, why am I comparing myself to this other person? Like, what makes them better than me? And also, where did I get that thought from? Because you don't just like wake up and think, you know, that thing is better than you. Like, you've got that thought from someone else, whether someone told you, whether you saw it in the media, whether you're literally seeing media that's kind of like trying to delude you into thinking this. You have to take it back to the root and focus on, yeah, what is actually making me feel this way? Like, why do I think that I'm not as worthy as another person because I don't look the same, or because I don't have some sort of business or whatever? You have to think to yourself, why do I think that? And then realize that, you know, those are not true. And sometimes people say it's easy to name their inner critic. So naming your inner critic kind of makes it easier to separate it from yourself. So, you know, you're not your thoughts. If you think about it, you can see things in many different ways. For example, I think I heard in a Jay Shetty podcast I was listening to this morning, but he was like, if you didn't get a job, you could think of it one way to be like, that just wasn't the right job for me then. Like, it's fine. Like, I'm not too fussed about it. And that's honestly how I feel when I don't get something. I'm like, oh, well, it wasn't meant for me. You know what I mean? Like, maybe I thought it was, but if I had got that job, maybe I would have hated it. So I just think it's not for me. But then you could also think, oh my God, that's it. Like, I can't do anything. Like, I'm not going to get any job. That's it for me. And if you think about it, none of those thoughts are true. It's just a thought. No one's confirmed. There's no facts or scientific evidence that those are true. You know what I mean? It's also subjective. So if we take that analogy and apply it to everything else in life, then I feel like it makes life so much more enjoyable if you were to focus on the good things and just be like, what's meant for me will always be for me. And this can be the same as, for example, like relationships. Like if something didn't work out, if you were dating someone and it didn't work out, you could be like, oh my God, it's so impossible for me to find love, or it's so hard for me to find someone that I connect with, or blah, blah, blah. But you could also be like, okay, well, maybe that's the universe or that's God's way of saying that person just wasn't right for you. Like, you dodged a bullet. It's hard to see in the moment. Trust me, I know. But I think when we, you know, as time goes by, time always tells, we then realize that, yeah, I'm so glad that actually happened. Because if you think about all your past partners, and I'm grateful that some of them didn't plan out, because I'm like, yeah, probably wouldn't have been the best. Do you know what I mean? Like, I always think that the universe is, if not them, then it's something better. If it's not them, then something better is coming along. And so if you take that mindset and apply it to all things in your life, this could be with your job, this could be with friends, partners, relationships, whatever. If it's not them, then it's something better is coming. And if you just repeat that to yourself, I feel like you'll be in a higher vibrational state and you'll attract more of that, because like, you won't even be caught up or hung up on things that clearly are not meant to be, you know? So always listen to your intuition and gut too. Like, I think don't force things when it comes to that too. I think when we try so hard and force things, sometimes we might end up getting it, but I just feel like it never really feels aligned and good, even when we've got it. Do you know what I mean? So I think everything, you should just be in a state of receivership and just let it flow to you, because I just think what's meant for you, like, it shouldn't be hard, you know? It should, obviously you should put the work in and put out your intentions and stuff like that, but it shouldn't be difficult and it shouldn't leave you feeling anxious or sad or just those type of feelings. It should make you feel just like at ease, you know, peaceful and in a flow state. Okay, so the next point is thinking about all the successful things that you have done and achieved, because that again just puts you in a state of higher vibrational energy that will keep circulating back and attracting more of that, because what you focus on grows. So yeah, kind of proving to yourself that you are successful and you are capable of doing things. If you think back to all the things that you have achieved, that just gives you more confidence to be like, okay, well, I've done that in the past, so why can't I do it again? Whereas like, if you focus on the reasons why you can't, it's gonna be like harder to follow through and do it, because you're putting yourself down. And if you think about it, when you speak to a friend or your family or whatever, and they're trying to do something, you don't tell them like, oh yeah, you should just like give up, there's no point. If you do, then I'm sorry, but that's an insecurity of yourself and you should not treat your friends like that. Yeah, you would probably be encouraging and you would be like, oh my God, no, like, you can do it. Like, just keep doing it. Keep going. The right thing will come up. You just be really motivational and yeah, positive about it. So if you speak to your friends like that, then why don't you speak to yourself like that? Because at the end of the day, you should treat yourself how you treat others. And that should be kind and encouraging and loving and honest and communicative, you know? So yeah, I think just focus on all the successful things that you've done and kind of block everything else out. I think a lot of us can also feel imposter syndrome, especially with work. Like, say if we've got a position at work that we feel like is a bit like higher level than we have previously done, a lot of us can feel like we're not capable of the job and feel a bit nervous and, oh my God, why are they giving me this responsibility? But at the end of the day, someone wouldn't give you that responsibility if they didn't believe that you could do it. So you just gotta believe in yourself, because if you don't, you'll end up probably like proving them right that you can't do it, because you have that core belief in yourself. And I noticed that within myself too. I think especially in my industry, sometimes I do freelance modeling and I don't know, sometimes I think, especially in the modeling industry, I was speaking to my other friend about this, and yeah, I think it's so easy to compare ourselves to other models, and you know, because modeling is so based on how you look, you become so self-critical of yourself because you're always looking at pictures of yourself, and I think we're always our worst own self-critic. But when I find myself in that mindset, I'm kind of just like, you know what, it is what it is. I am who I am. The way I look is literally the way I look. So if I don't like that, then no one else is going to like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got to be proud about how I look, and God made me the way that I am, and there was no mistakes made. So I should just embrace that. And truly, confidence and like owning your looks or whatever is such a mindset, because I think a lot of the time confidence is so key. And I find that within myself. If I'm not feeling confident one day, I just am on like a complete different like energy field, and I feel it within myself, and I don't feel confident, and I just don't like to give off the energy. But when I'm feeling like really confident and just really like happy about like myself and where I'm at, then I just like automatically attract like better people, better vibes, opportunities in my life, because I'm on this like high vibrational state. So I think, yeah, when it comes to comparison, I'm just like, there's no point in comparing myself to someone else because everyone is so different. How am I going to compare myself to everyone else? There's like so many beautiful people in this world that I don't think that one person is less beautiful than another person. I think is beautiful, if that makes sense. Like, I just don't compare them. So like, why would I compare myself? Moves on to the point of stop looking from outside sources and focus on yourself and your own journey. So if you want to become the best version of yourself, you've got to focus on doing the things that make you feel best. And that will be doing all the self-care things, that will be doing all the inner work, that will be doing all the things that you know you should do, but you always put off doing. And again, that comes from a self-sabotage thing. We've got to really just push past that barrier, because at the end of the day, if nothing changes, then nothing changes. And it's like the most simple quote, but it's just so freaking true. I sometimes look back in my journal and I'm like, fuck, I've literally written the same thing 3 months ago, and I'm like, nothing's changed. And it's just a bit of a wake-up call, because I like finished my journal today, and so I like flicked through very briefly, and some of the things that I wrote a couple months ago, it's like the same as the things that I'm going through now. And it just kind of, I don't know, made me realize you can write down all the things that you want and, you know, put positive thoughts out there all you like, but if you don't put the action in, then it's not going to change. So I think one thing that I'm really going to focus on is doing the thing. And, you know, I'm such an ideas person. I have so many ideas, and definitely someone who struggles sometimes to take action. But I think it all begins with your small daily habits. And that's something I'm trying to incorporate into my life a bit more daily. And that's even things like waking up earlier so I get more time in the morning to myself, or doing the things that I always put off where it literally would take me 5 minutes. All these little things, it's just, even though it seems so mundane and like doesn't really matter, like it actually makes the biggest difference, because how you do one thing is how you do everything. Just kind of being aware of that. Instead of comparing in a way of envy, look at it in a form of inspiration and motivation. And this is something that I've definitely learned to do more. Like, if I look at someone's Instagram feed and I'm like, oh my God, like their feed is so cool, their style is so cool, I don't look at them and feel envy. I look at them and think, oh my God, that's inspired me so much, you know what I mean? To like put it in my own style, or like take inspiration from it. Because if you look at it from envy, you're again coming from a place of lack, because you think you're not able to achieve that thing. But if you look at it from a place of inspiration and motivation, you're able to barge you in a way to take action rather than just like sit and stay where you are. So yeah, look at it as inspiration and motivation to keep doing things that you want to do to take you closer to that goal. Also, I kind of mentioned this before, but if you were meant to have it, you would. So instead, embrace the present while striving for your desires. So yeah, instead of anticipating the future or dwelling on the past, you've got to really just take what is yours and just enjoy the journey. Literally focus and be present in the moment. What you're doing right now in this moment, how you're listening to this podcast, this is exactly where you're supposed to be. I don't think things just randomly happen anymore. I think everything happens perfectly and in such divine timing that it's no coincidence that you right now are listening to this podcast. You might be going through a tough time that, you know, you're letting comparison get in the way. So this is why this podcast has landed for you. These things just happen in like the craziest ways, but it's because the universe is always listening, or God, or whatever you believe in, like it's always listening, and we're always going to be put on the right path. And even though it might, you know, come across as not in the moment, we always see that later down the line. This is why it's happened. Like, there's always a reason why. That also leads me on to being grateful for what you have now, because sometimes we miss what we have by the continued search of what's outside of us. So I think by setting loads of goals, I think that's a great thing and it keeps us accountable. But sometimes what we can do is keep setting goals, and then once we reach the goal, we don't appreciate the goal that we've reached, because then we've already set a next goal and we're like always looking for the next thing. Whereas if we kind of sit back and stay in the present moment a bit more, we're able to be like, okay, actually right now, like, is good. Like, I'm really grateful for what I have in life right now. I can even say that about me living in Sydney. I could be like always chasing for the next thing. Can't wait till I move to Bali, can't wait to go to LA, like all these things. But if I just stayed in the present moment and be like, you know what? Like, I'm actually so grateful to be living in Sydney. Like, I've wanted to live here for so many years, and I live here. I live in an amazing apartment. I literally have so much freedom. I just have all these amazing things. And if I truly, truly feel like, start to embody those feelings of feeling grateful, more of that will come, and kind of just letting go and trusting that whatever happens, happens, and it's gonna just fall into place. Like, I always just think that, even with my trip to Bali and LA and stuff, like, I don't really know how I'm gonna move there, but like, obviously I'm gonna plan it a bit, but I'm just gonna trust that it's just gonna happen and the right things will just fall into place. And like, I don't know anyone in LA, to be honest. Like, I know a couple of people, but not really. So, you know, and it's the same when I moved here, I didn't really know anyone. So I just trust that things are gonna fall into place and I'm not gonna act out of fear. I'm gonna do what feels aligned to me. And this goes for even my life here, and just not letting exterior things define me or kind of make me feel a type of way, because I feel like life is too short to give the power to someone else to control how you feel. And an activity that I'm trying to practice more is literally just taking back my power and understanding that how I feel is completely up to me. Something can happen and I could either let it affect me in a negative way, or I could let it just, you know, pass by me and be like, you know what, it's what it is, but let's focus on the positive things. Like, let's focus on what else is possible, because there's infinite possibilities in this world. So why let one thing dampen your mood? And that's not to say that, you know, you can't feel sad or upset. Like, that's completely normal, and I think you should definitely feel those emotions too. If we suppress emotions, then it's only going to come out like bigger in the future. So we definitely need to accept our emotions, but kind of accept them, but then just let it go, you know, like, don't dwell on it too much. So understanding that you are who you are, and you'll attract the right opportunities, people and things when you are your most authentic self. And I think that's a theme that I've been thinking about a lot recently. It's just being my authentic self, not letting other people define who I am, not letting other people kind of change the way that I act, because, you know, I think that that's the type of person they want to hang out with. Like, no, none of that. I'm just going to be who I am. And the people that stick by me are the people that are meant to be in my life. And the people that don't, well, fine. Like, there's so many people in the world that, like, I don't need to be friends with everyone. And I always say this, like, you don't like everyone else, so why should you expect everyone to like you? And it's no big deal. Like, it's not deep. Do you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just click with people and some people you just don't. So it's just a way of life, and you've just got to accept that and not think too much into it and not be a people pleaser in that sense. So another thing I would say is experience FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. And to be honest, I've done pretty well of like not feeling FOMO that much anymore. If I do, it's usually because I'm on social media and doing that thing where I'm like, you know, unsure whether I should be somewhere, and I'm like looking on people's stories and stuff to see like what I'm missing out on. But then I'm like, recently I've just become so much more aware of that, and I'm like, you know what? No, like, that does not make me feel good. And like I said, social media is literally like a highlight reel. You get what, like a 10 second clip of someone's night and they're like, oh my god, it's amazing, but then you don't know, like, really they might be having the worst time and you literally don't know. And also everyone's experience is so individual to them that they might have the best time, but then if you were there, maybe you wouldn't have a good time. I think FOMO is not a thing that I really like to think about, to be honest, because I think if I'm meant to be then I would be there. And also, I'm not going to waste that time thinking, wishing I was somewhere else. Like, if I'm not there, then I'm not there. Like, I'm going to just embrace where I am right now and just do what's going to make me feel good in this moment. And it makes the world of a difference. And sometimes that might mean tuning out of social media and like not going on it, you know, in that period of time. So that's something that I feel like helps. So I hope you enjoyed that episode, and I hope it helped you, you know, with tips on how to stop comparison and how to stop self-sabotaging yourself. I'm going to end this episode with a challenge of the week. And the challenge of the week is, instead of comparing, how can you take one action that will bring you closer to your highest, glowiest self? So in my case, that would be like waking up earlier to improve my self-confidence. But for you, it could just be, you know, following through on a task that you said you were going to do for ages. And it basically all lies within the daily small habits and the things that you do, because that's how you treat yourself. And instead of, yeah, falling in the trap of comparing and scrolling on social media and just falling in that deep, dark hole, just focus on the things that you can do that will like make you feel good. And if you think about it, like, put yourself in the mentality where like you are elite, like you put yourself on a pedestal and be like, what if I just acted like someone that people looked up to you? Do you know what I mean? Like, how would that person act? And if you think about all the things that they would do, it probably wouldn't be scrolling on social media comparing. Like, it would probably be focusing all that energy on themselves and how they can do better. A high value person doesn't compare, it doesn't try and copy someone else. A high value person literally just puts in the work, do what feels authentic to them, and literally just do what makes them feel good. And that will just put you on a guide of like where you should go. And I think taking that little thought into all areas of your life could be really helpful. So this could be within your work, within relationships, within success, friendships, just home environment, just like all these key pillars of life. You got to think, okay, is what I'm doing right now making me feel good and happy? Like, how do I feel going into it? Like, how do I feel doing it? How do I feel after it? And sometimes I feel like if something feels good maybe during, but then doesn't leave you feeling so good after, you've got to maybe reevaluate maybe changing that, because is the short-term high gonna be worth it, you know, for like the moments after where you then, you know, feel sad or like anxious? Do you know what I mean? So I think it's just really prioritizing and going with what makes you feel good. Maybe it'll be challenging at the start or during, but after, you'll feel so much better. So yeah, instead of comparing, just do one thing this week that will bring you closer to your highest, glowiest self every day. So one thing every day. And yeah, let me know how you feel after, because I can assure you, you'll probably feel so much better. So thank you for listening to this episode. I really hope you took some knowledge from it, and I hope it's inspired you to stop comparing and self-sabotaging yourself and really just be grateful for your uniqueness and individuality. Thank you for all your amazing feedback as per on the podcast. Give me a message on my Instagram, Guide Me Glow Pod, or my personal one, Feed Me Glow. And yeah, there's going to be a new episode next Tuesday too, so stay tuned for that. And I love you all so much, and have an amazing rest of the week. Bye.